allegedly he put this hold on Fugate's nomination. By all other indications, Fugate would sail through. I mean, the Senate would approve him in an hour if they could. What Vitter is holding out for is he says he wants a timeline when he knows that certain facilities, especially emergency response facilities in Louisiana, will be rebuilt and reactivated. You know, police stations, fire stations, emergency medical facilities, that kind of thing. But he wants specific dates, supposedly, when these things will be back and operational. And that's what he's holding Fugate's nomination out for. It's somewhat unrealistic to demand that kind of a timeline and those kinds of firm dates, because it's got to go through funding. Holding up Fugate's nomination is not a substantive way of getting what he wants. Fugate could probably move faster on this if he was confirmed and he was the director of FEMA. But what this does is it makes Vitter seem like he's very activist on the part of Louisiana. You know, he redeems himself. Every time they open one of those fire stations or one of those police stations, he can be there at the opening cutting the ribbon and saying he got this for Louisiana by putting a hold on Fugate's, or by taking action in Washington, and one of those actions is holding up Fugate's nomination. But, you know, it's a dangerous ploy in one sense, that we're coming up on hurricane season. Hurricane season starts in 2 weeks. Secondly, Fugate can probably do more for Louisiana as a confirmed director of Homeland Security, or as a director of FEMA. And, you're playing a dangerous game. What if you have a very early hurricane in June and Fugate is not the director of FEMA, and it slams into Louisiana again and there's all this damage, and then everybody, who are people going to point at? Are they going to point at Fugate? Are they going to point at Obama? Are they going to point at Napolitano? No, I think they'd point at Vitter. So he's done it. I would say he's made his point, and now it's time to get off the dime and get this guy confirmed.
What happens now?
There's this awful system of holds in the Senate. Any senator can put a hold on a nominee, and they do it all the time. And it's a game of chicken. Who's going to blink first? Will the administration give in to the demand of whoever is put on the hold, or will the holdee hang up the nomination indefinitely, which could happen, by the way. Usually they work out some kind of compromise. In this instance, if I was orchestrating this, I would have Napolitano write him a letter saying we will make Louisiana recovery a priority, which it already is, I might add. They have reorganized the recovery effort. They're moving out in a much faster way than they have in the past. And write him a letter, say that you're going to get him his fire stations and his emergency operation centers and whatever else he wants. Don't put a timeline on it. But then, you know, he's got to lift the hold on Fugate. So that way, Vitter gets a letter that he can wave around and say that he got these things. Napolitano can say that, she moved Fugate forward. And the substantive thing is to get Fugate in position in FEMA and get FEMA ready for the hurricane season. We already have disasters. We have flooding in West Virginia over the weekend. So it's not a time to screw around with this stuff. He's widely acknowledged as probably the best emergency manager in the country, and the country needs him in that place, and he needs to be confirmed. And Vitter is holding this thing up, which, you know, legislatively he can do, but it's going to turn sour pretty quick.
Let's shift gears just a bit. I know that the budget, everybody knows about the budget, and DHS came out okay.
DHS, I think, came out very, very well. There are no new programs. They're going to, you know, be restrained on spending, but there is more money going into the border. The things that they cut out of the $100 million that Obama wanted cut as a showing that the federal government was tightening its own belt. I mean, it was somewhat absurd. I mean, they cut $3 million out for the design of new logos, but a lot of the logos, you know, the seal of the Department of Homeland Security was designed under Ridge's watch. And that's not exactly a really hurtful sacrifice. And then the other thing is they're going to consolidate their office supplies purchasing, which they should have done to begin with. So it came out relatively unscathed, and I think there's a lot of support for the programs that are underway, and they're reviving SBI Net, which was, the effort to build a virtual fence along the southern border. And that ran into a lot of trouble, but interestingly enough, the way the contract was written, the contractor, which was Boeing Company, ate most of, in fact, all of the cost of the delays and cost overruns. So it didn't cost the taxpayer anything, and it didn't cost the department anything. It was a well-written contract in that respect. And now they're going to revive the effort and see if they can get this thing to work.